Hey, hey, Lurid listeners, welcome back to the Kiss Me Quicks Erotica Podcast. This is Rose Caraway, and again, it's just you and me, and another Dreamtime episode. Big Daddy is out slaying dragons, and you know, Big Daddy wouldn't have to slay so many dragons if you guys bought more of our audiobooks. We need you to buy more audiobooks. I need Big Daddy back home and in the studio with me. I know you guys want him back here. So go to Audible or iTunes or Amazon and just type in my name, Rose Caraway. You will find an entire library of audio erotica. There are also some ebooks there. So if you know somebody that wants to read rather than listen, please, I beg you to just buy them one of my ebooks and send it to them as a gift. Okay, what do you say? Well, actually, before I get to this dream, I got a question for you. Have you ever recorded yourself on video doing anything spicy, all alone by yourself, with the intention of giving it to your partner? Have you ever done that? I did it. And this time in particular was a solo, I'm going to call it a ride. It was a solo ride in my room on my bed on a dildo, and Big Daddy had positioned the camera for me. So this was not a surprise. This was a planned thing. The camera was like kind of up high, so you had a good bird's eye view of me on the bed. And I was riding one of my favorite sex toys. He is featured actually in this dream, and I called him the Spartan. Don't you name your sex toys? Come on, you name your cars, you name your sex toys. Just do it. It's fun. Anyway, that's the event in my life that inspired this dream. And so without further ado, I'd like to read to you this dream that I had back in June of 2004. I have titled it Spice It Up. Here we go. As soon as I could, I finished my house chores, then went out to the backyard to get a little sun. The summer heat would slow my pace soon, but I wanted to fix a couple of tan lines, so I donned my favorite bikini, sunscreened up a little, then got my book and headed out back. Neighborhood dogs began their neighborhood notifications that someone was slowly making their way up my street. They were either selling energy-efficient windows or trying to sell enough magazine subscriptions for probably a trip to Europe. The two wiener dogs, three houses down, signaled that the salesperson had just passed their house as I laid out my towel and took a generous sip of sun tea. Delicious. No sugar needed. Now, the single high-pitched yapping of my neighbor's pit bull went off. It was amazing that such a muscular dog could have such a Mike Tyson voice. I guess it happened to dogs, too. Too much testosterone and not enough manliness to back it up? I don't know. The ding-dong of my doorbell rang. I had just gotten situated and opened my book. Ding-dong again. I ignored it. Just move along. No one to sell to here, buddy. One last ding-dong from the willing to take a chance and wait longer salesman rang. But then he finally accepted that wouldn't get anybody and moved on to the next house. Only this time, no dogs sounded the alarm. Instead, there was a chorus of cockatiels. My neighbor was a breeder and tried to sell her birds to me for the last 7 years. As time passed, so did the barking dog alarms get farther and farther away. I read the same paragraph for the third time and still didn't know what was happening in my book. I took another refreshing sip of tea and put my book aside, readjusted my sunglasses, and decided to close my eyes. It had been a very late night with lots of wine and lots of sex toys. My husband and I had no problems with infusing our vanilla sex at least once a week with some adventurous playtime. Last night, I tried my cute little butt plug at the same time as my husband rammed my lifelike dildo into my pussy, all while I sucked him off. It's one of his favorite things to do, and I enjoy it as well. Sometimes he says dirty things to get my blood pumping and my cum running. Other times he props the laptop up on the floor, and I get to watch while someone else fucks someone else. As my thoughts backtracked to the night before, the sun gently brightened, and when sweat dappled my chest and forehead, it was time to flip over like a flapjack for some browning on the other side. Just a little quick exposure was all my skin needed, and then I would be ready to head back in. Once I was positioned comfortably, I replayed images from the night before. Although I was a little dehydrated from all the wine the previous night, my bikini bottoms were becoming damp and then plain wet. I recalled how extra turned on my husband was, how he was actually able to come twice. I was usually good for anywhere from 1 to 4 or 5 times, but being a little inebriated, I lost count after 6 orgasms and just went along for the ride until I passed out. Maybe I was dehydrated from coming so many times and not from the wine. I felt the sun on the exposed lower part of my ass and decided to call it quits. But as I carried my enormous plastic cup of iced tea and my book back into the house, I couldn't ignore my growing desire for more sex. I switched the air conditioner on to prepare for the soon-to-come sweltering heat. Heading back to my room, I saw a trail of clothing that led me like breadcrumbs. I smiled as I looked at my bed, still rumpled and in such a mess from all the uninhibited sex. My cheeks flushed. If the walls could talk. When the shower was ready, I untied my bikini top and caught my reflection in the mirror over the sink. So many times before, for the last 10 summers at least, I tanned briefly just to obtain what my husband loved to refer to as my headlights. The darker skin of my chest and stomach were the color of light honey, while my always covered tits were the soft tone that is on the inside of an unbaked almond, white but with a tint of color. Lust hardened my rose-colored nipples. Entranced by the emotion that suddenly took over my body, I cupped my tits and watched myself in the mirror. I felt like a voyeur and thought if my husband came home and caught me, what would he do? Would he secretly watch and jerk off? Or would he wait until the right moment and fuck me while we both watched in the little rectangular mirror? An idea occurred to me then. I turned off the shower and went to the little desk in our spare room and from the little side drawer found our new video camera. We just picked it out a few weeks ago to take on our trip to Yosemite, but I had other plans now. The battery life was more than adequate for my intentions, and I scampered back to my room. And just in case my hubby did come home before I was done, I locked the bedroom door after I made sure all the other doors to the house were locked as well. That would buy me a couple of moments to hide everything and answer the door like nothing out of the ordinary was going on. It took me a moment to decide on what to film myself doing. This was unknown territory for me, so I took my time before deciding on a tasteful way to masturbate, and one that would please my husband. I straightened the blankets on my bed and had to go back to our desk for the tripod. I put our pillow on the bed and looked through the camera to be sure the angle was right. Then I went to our box of marital aids and found the Spartan, hard and waiting for me. He was ready for his very first screen test. My heart was beating fast. A quick check with my finger said I wouldn't need any lube. I was as wet as a water slide. "Let's do it, Spartan," I said to the dildo and wiggled it a little. The Spartan lay on my body pillow, waiting for me, erect while I turned on the camera. The camera would film me from the back. I didn't feel like having my face recorded, at least not yet. Maybe another time, though. I began to get in the zone. The Spartan was behind me, and I rubbed it with a playfulness I knew my husband would enjoy, while I used my finger to rub my clit. It didn't take long before I wanted to fuck, so with both hands on my headboard, the camera captured my pussy, absorbing the Spartan with ease. It fit all the way inside me, and I relished the pressure of it as I stretched around it. At the risk of sounding like a porn star, I had to let my breaths express how good it felt. I moaned as I let the Spartan out of my pussy almost all the way before sending him back inside. My clit was feeling a little lonely, so I paid her a little more attention while I moved up and down on my glorious Spartan. I felt myself open up a little more and filled my pussy with as much cock as I could handle. My body heat rose, my pulse quickened, and I moved faster and harder. The bed creaked and slammed into the wall while I fucked on camera. My voice filled my ears and my bedroom as I did all this for my husband. I remembered his face as I sucked his cock the previous night and couldn't stop the gush of cum that spilled from my orgasm. A few last small pumps pushed my warm, slick liquid out of my pussy. I stayed where I was for a moment, with my head hung low. My breaths soon returned to normal, and I remembered the camera. It occurred to me that there was no graceful way to dismount, so I rose up just a little bit onto my knees and bore down. The Spartan was immediately pushed out of the tight warmth of my pussy. On only slightly steady legs, I walked towards the camera and turned it off. I caught my breath as I put everything away, clean and ready for the next time, then took a quick shower. Even though the sun had passed its zenith, the baking heat still wilted the plants outside. There were only a couple of dogs barking as they, too, waited for someone to return home. I, at least, was comfortable in my air-conditioned house. I had decided I didn't want to cook today. It just seemed wrong to bake anything or use the stovetop. Everything, plants, dogs, and people, were slaves to the heat, so I ordered some Chinese takeout. I timed it just right. 5 minutes after I'd returned home, so did my husband. He had spent the entire day outside, working in the heat. He wearily walked into the house, and with a beat-down kind of smile, he said, "Hey, babe," and kissed my cheek. His black cotton polo shirt was soaked so much with sweat, I could see the salt stains. I took his keys and tossed them on the counter and led him to the bedroom and started a cool, refreshing shower for him. He was tired, but mentioned the Chinese food smelled great, so as he slowly washed and cooled off in the shower, I brought him one of our gigantic plastic cups filled with flavored water to replace what he'd lost throughout the day, and an ice-cold beer to top it off with. I told him to take his time, and I got a plate of food ready and set it on the dresser next to our laptop. My husband toweled off, and then he laid down on the bed. It was so sad and sweet how tired he was as he plopped down, naked and promptly fell asleep. My plate was finished, and I put the rest of the uneaten food in the fridge, but quickly returned to the bedroom. I grabbed a note card and pen and wrote a little note that read, "Poor baby, maybe this will help." I wrote a couple of X's and O's next to a winking happy face, then left the room. Usually when he gets home from work, my husband takes a quick 20-minute nap to revive himself, and then he's good as new. But today, the neighbors brought home another dog, and so there was a loud, disturbing uproar. My baby only slept for about 10 minutes. I silently watched from our cracked doorway to see what he would do. He wasn't too irritated about the barking for long, because he immediately saw my note. The laptop was already on, and an image popped up on the screen when he tapped one of the keys. I saw his eyebrows climb up his forehead. I contemplated entering the room, but decided I wanted to just watch. I had never before spied on my husband, and this wasn't to catch him doing something bad. I wanted to see his natural, unfiltered reaction as he used his finger on the mouse pad and clicked play. I watched as his eyes opened wide and he smiled frequently. He said several "Oh my gods" throughout and unconsciously fondled his cock as he continued to watch my video. As though prescribed from a doctor, my husband relaxed and his fondling became stroking. His laborsome day vanished. He didn't have to perform for me this time. He just watched as his wife fucked the dildo he knew she loved. As I peeked through the crack in the door, I too silently fingered my clit and pussy, watching my husband getting off to me. He stroked and stroked fast, and sometimes he slowed down while he became caught up in just watching me. And as I heard my familiar cries of pleasure, my husband renewed his efforts and stroked until he came with the me from earlier that morning. I wasn't able to come from behind the door. It was too difficult to remain quiet, so I tiptoed back to the kitchen as once again my tired baby rested on our bed. I nuked his Chinese food and grabbed 2 ice-cold beers. The door pushed open and I walked in. The sound of my feet on the hardwood floors brought my hubby's eyes back open, and he smiled a little sheepishly as I handed him the plate and one of the beers. I took a sip, then joined him on the bed. The laptop was still open. Before he took a bite of the Chinese food, he looked at me and said, "I am the luckiest man I know." I agreed with him and landed a beer-flavored kiss on his lips. The smell of his cum was in the air and triggered my desire. As my husband started eating, I clicked the play button once again and took another sip of my beer. Then I leaned back and watched myself fuck the Spartan. My finger found my very wet pussy again, and I began to play with myself while watching myself. My husband's plate was soon cleaned, and he became involved with one of my exposed headlights. We exchanged bubbly beer kisses, and then down he went to my pussy while I watched myself. And he listened to both me and the video me. Okay, you guys. All right. I love you guys. Thank you again for joining me. I'm so glad you're here. Be honest with who you are. Communicate well. And have some fun. Just do that, you know? Let's spice it up together, shall we? All right, you guys. Love ya. See ya soon.
Stupid fish.